drug delivery into the lung. The drugs commonly used are salbutamol, somatrol plus flutocasne, halothane and nitrous oxide. The first two drugs are used for the treatment of bronchial asthma, whereas the last two drugs are used as general anesthetics. These drugs are administered into the lung by a device. These are metered dose inhaler, nebulizer and anesthesia machine. Then we think about the evolution of pulmonary delivery devices. It starts from gas nebulizer, hand bulb nebulizer, jet nebulizer and ultrasonic nebulizer. On the other hand, metered dose inhaler to CFC-free metered dose nebulizer, add-on device and dry powder inhaler. You see the glass nebulizer. It is a simplest one. Next one is the hand bulb nebulizer. This is the picture of electric nebulizer. The picture shows ultrasonic nebulizer. This is the nowadays used metered dose inhaler. You see the photograph of CFC-free metered dose inhaler and add-on device. Add-on device is particularly useful for children. The last one is the picture of dry powdered inhaler. In case of nebulizer and metered dose inhaler, drug in liquid form is used, whereas powder is used in dry powder inhaler. A metered dose inhaler has four parts: canister, which is made of metal, cap, mouthpiece and plastic actuator. This is the schematic diagram of a metered dose inhaler. Within the canister, you see the liquid form of the drug. The gas phase is above the liquid phase. There is metering chamber. In addition, actuator nozzle helps the drug to deliver when the canister is pressed. Now we will discuss the steps of using inhaler. It is commonly present with the inhaler packet as patient information leaflet. It is very important for getting the effectiveness of drug. Even then, the patient fails to use the metered dose inhaler properly. Shake the inhaler 3 to 4 times before use.